Did you get a letter from the energy company late last year telling you your electricity contract had expired? Next question, did you do anything about it? Back in August last year, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull called the bosses of our biggest energy companies to Canberra and told them to write to around 2 million customers on expired or standing offers. The letters have all been sent, but only 100,000 of us have made the switch so far. The Australian Energy Regulator is keeping an eye on the process. Its chair, Paula Conboy, spoke with our business reporter, Justine Parker.
Between September and the end of December, about 100,000 customers who were on those market contracts with expired benefits and therefore worse off have switched offers. Now, retailers have always been required to provide us with information of the number of customers on standing offers and the number of customers on market offers. But now they're providing us with the number of customers who are on those market offers but with expired benefits.
So about 100,000 out of 2 million have made the move so far. Can you be sure that they were responding to letters?
Well, it could have been people who decided to switch because, as you know, there was a lot of media attention around the time of the Prime Minister's meetings with those 8 retailers.
Why has it taken so long for retailers to be required to make these deals in simple dollar terms?
Well, we want to ensure that there's a vibrant competitive market and that retailers, in terms of either retaining their customers or attracting new customers, the incentives should be there to make it easier for them to compare offers. The fact that energy prices are increasing so much and that there's an increased focus on energy prices, we want to make sure that consumers have clear and user-friendly and comparable and consistent information. I mean, retailers are competing for business, and you don't want to intrude in that type of market unless you have to.
Are you getting much feedback from the public about this process, and what are they saying?
We are hearing that energy affordability is a really key issue. A significant component of our work at the Australian Energy Regulator is regulating the amount of revenue that the network can recover from consumers. We've done a lot of work there to ensure that consumers are paying no more than necessary for the poles and the wires, and you've seen that component of the bill come down substantially. But we've also been working on ensuring that consumers have the information available to them to make the choices that are best suited to them. Now, we've received, as you know, increased funding to improve the Energy Made Easy website, and we've been informed by that consumer feedback on how we're going to redevelop that site so it's more accessible, it's easier to use, and it provides more personalized information.
Users can't directly click through to an offer that they find on the website, but does make it harder to actually access an offer that they've found.
It's important to understand that it's a comparison site. It's not a switching site. It's about providing that information so you can see all the generally available offers in your area. And we encourage customers, once they have found an offer, to actually call the retailer and ask more questions.
The searches that we did late last year brought up deals that the retailer couldn't actually locate. Why is that happening, and when will it be fixed?
Well, it should be fixed by now. That was something that was brought to our attention, and retailers are now required to use that same plan ID that's generated by the Energy Made Easy website. So the sales staff, the contractors, must use that same ID number.
Why then do you think the government has been sending people to the Energy Made Easy site when, until these changes are made, it's just not that user-friendly?
I think that some people find it could be more user-friendly, and we also have been receiving some input from people that they do find it useful. And it has other information available beyond just comparing plans. It's got information on energy saving tips, on how to understand your bill and what to do if you have a problem with your energy bill. It gives you recommendations on what questions to ask the retailers, what obligations retailers have to you in assisting you, and how to reach out to the ombudsman.
Do you think it's been a worthwhile exercise?
I think it's been a worthwhile exercise. The Prime Minister received commitments from the 8 retailers on issues around switching, around discounting of offers, how to deal with better emergency assistance for small and medium businesses, providing price comparisons and assistance to vulnerable customers and improving customer engagement and information. But there's still a long way to go. And I think that we all have a joint responsibility to address the affordability issue at the moment.
From here, when are we expecting to start seeing the next published results on switching behaviour?
Well, the retailers have an obligation to provide us with information on switching statistics quarterly, and then we make those available on our website. Where we see there are low switching rates, we want to look into the reasons for those switching rates and ensuring that consumers have that information, that it is in a clear format, it's in a user-friendly format, so that they can find the deal that best suits their needs.
That's Paula Conboy, the chair of the Australian Energy Regulator, speaking with our business reporter, Justine Parker.